And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Our Lady of Lourdes. On December the 8th, 1854, Pope Pius IX proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Constitution. A little more than 3 years later, on February the 11th, 1858, a young lady appeared to Bernadette Soubrouris. This began a series of visions. During the apparition of the March 25th, the lady identified herself with the words, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette was a sickly child of poor parents. Their practice of the Catholic faith was scarcely more than lukewarm. Bernadette could pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Creed. She also knew the prayer of the Miraculous Medal, "O Mary conceived without sin." During interrogations, Bernadette gave an account of what she saw. It was something white in the shape of a girl. Though this humble girl was considered mad, through this woman, Mary revitalized and continued to revitalize the faith of millions of people. People began to flock to Lourdes from other parts of France and from all over the world. In 1862, church authorities confirmed the authenticity of the apparitions and authorized the cult of Our Lady of Lourdes for the diocese. The feast of Our Lady of Lourdes became worldwide in 1907. Lourdes has become a place of pilgrimage and healing, but even more of faith. Church authorities have recognized over 60 miraculous cures, although there have been probably more to date. To people of faith, this is not surprising. It is a continuation of Jesus' healing miracles, now performed at the intercession of His Blessed Mother. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.